Stories are an excellent way to introduce children to ways of life in the past. Through stories, children can learn that the past is not the same as the present, that people did things differently. They might have worn different clothes, eaten different foods, lived in different houses. But also some things are quite similar. Although the school might be different and look different to their own school, children were still going to a place in Victorian times to learn how to read and to write. Although their games might have been different in Victorian times, children still enjoyed going outside in the playground to play. So stories set in the past enable children to get a real understanding of some of the ways of life of people who lived then.
Stories with very young children are also important. If we think about children who were starting school, and through listening to stories, they're starting to construct an idea that a story has a beginning, middle and end. These are very early history skills where they're developing their chronology of a starting point and then the stories moving forward and coming to an end.
Children can be encouraged to sequence stories to put them in the correct order to explain what happened. As they're doing this, they're having to give explanations about the order in which they have created the story, and they have to understand that the story needs to make sense. Children also may be asked to recount stories. This enables them to rehearse what they've already learnt and to express their understanding to another audience as well as they recount what they've learnt about the story. Teachers may encourage children to think about what is important in the story, what were the important turning points of the story, would they have acted differently, why did people act as they did, and the children, would they have acted differently. These give further opportunities for children to develop their own ability to provide explanations and give reasons for why things might have happened, which are all very key historical skills. As stories are so important for children's historical understanding, it is important that children are introduced to a range of stories about the past. The current national curriculum suggests that children should learn about famous events and significant people. In fact, the choice which teachers at the moment seem to take is often very limited. The national curriculum provides a much wider choice, and it's important that we think about the range of people and events to be selected. These people could include royalty, engineers, scientists, explorers, significant local people, people who've made a difference, philanthropists, artists, musicians, authors, a whole range of people, so that children get an understanding of the contribution which these people have made to society. In addition, stories should enable children to learn about diverse communities and recognise the diversity of society. So teachers need to be thinking about the range of people who are represented in the stories which they select. Stories can also be used to help children develop their understanding and also some of the controversial issues associated with the past, to develop their awareness of social justice and fairness. For example, many children know the story of Pocahontas, and that might be a good starting point for teachers to have a look at the different interpretations of Pocahontas, from the Disney story where she's a glamorous princess to the more traditional stories showing her as a Native American. The story of Pocahontas raises some interesting questions for children. How would they feel if strangers suddenly appeared and wanted to live on their land? How would they make strangers feel welcome? Then, as they learn more about the story of Pocahontas, they can begin to identify with some of the feelings, perhaps, of the Native Americans as the settlers began to take over their land and settle in their country.